You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends, trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in D&B.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. It's Sunday. I'm going to get my workout in after this. I just been chilling all day, man, so I got a lot of energy. I slept in. I ain't have no clients today. I don't train on Sunday. So I got some stuff for y'all today. Whew. Boy, I be seeing some stuff on the social media, bruh. So I'll be 30 in 6 days. Time is flying. So I'm looking forward to my birthday. I plan on not taking a break. I plan on still doing my content throughout the birthday. So with all that being said, let's hop into this episode. So a couple weeks ago, I posted a video about male trainers dating their female clients and the boyfriends and husbands of those female clients being uncomfortable sending them to male trainers. And I kind of, you know, debunked that whole thing. So real quick, I'll show you all the video, and I have some stuff to say about that. All right, so here's the video real quick.
My woman has to have a female trainer. Because my thoughts, and you let me know if I'm wrong, because my thoughts is if, you know, she, you know, it's another male encouraging my woman and building up my woman that's not her father or right. me or her brother,
right.
I'm a little worried. So, like, I mean, are these women fucking their personal trainers or what?
I ain't gonna lie.
My personal opinion, that's one of the highest forms of insecurity. So you sitting here worried about what the male personal trainer is going to do and how he feels. I don't even want your girl, bro. I'm trying to get paid. Your girl's not bad. Fellas, if you worried about your girlfriend having relations with the trainer, you ain't got enough going on in your life, bro. You're not busy enough. If you think your girl not solid, you don't need to be with her. You need to do your research. Find a legit trainer. All right, so I had posted that. It got some... Got some good feedback, some great engagement, and a couple people, they had what they had to say. I'm not going to put my girlfriend in that position, da-da-da-da. And I'll touch on some of those points today, but somebody pretty much gave me this example about Tom Brady's wife cheating on Tom with her trainer. So this is the video that was sent to me, so I'll play that for y'all real quick.
Guess who the dick was? The personal trainer.
She was fucking him the whole time.
Oh, you be saying that shit. That's why you don't
want
women.
Listen, if she was seeing the nigga on a vacation, what, 3 weeks out? 3 weeks out?
What
she been fucking do?
Oh, no.
You ain't gonna believe that.
You're not going on vacation 3 weeks when you first meet a nigga. She been fucking with that nigga then. Bro, that was just a nigga she had stored on her phone under her sister's.
Alright, man. So. That was a little explicit, but first thing I had to say is, if we judge every service based off the low quality providers, there wouldn't be any great businesses, right? So I had an issue with Best Buy a couple weeks ago, right? I bought a microphone to do my workout content, and I'll be able to speak to the camera. I'm about to buy the microphone this week. I'm sleeping on buying it. But I had a situation where I had it for an in-store pickup. I went and got the microphone, or what appeared to be the microphone, got the box, got home, somebody took the microphone, stuffed a towel in there, right? So, And Best Buy, they didn't give me my money back. They didn't replace the microphone. So I pretty much just lost out on $300. I would have had to open up a police report, this and that. It's a whole bunch of bullshit. Long story short, if I judge every electronics store based off of my experience at Best Buy, there wouldn't be any good electronics stores. Just because I had one bad experience or heard of one bad experience doesn't mean that's every electronics store. And it doesn't mean that that's even that's Best Buy's customer service and what they do with all their customers. It was just one bad decision. Now, they're not getting my money anymore, but I'm still going to buy electronics from different places or from different stores that sell electronics, right? So when I slide over to Amazon and I, you know, I'm done with Best Buy, it makes sense. I understand. I didn't agree with that policy that they had, right? So we can't associate one bad service provider with all the service providers in that industry. That just doesn't make sense. Another thing too, like I pretty much just said, you can't take every rare occurrence and apply that to the majority of business conducted. So if I'll give another example. So let's say I'll go to Ruth Chris Steakhouse to get some food, right? And there's a waitress there flirting with me, and we end up going on a date outside of there and having a relationship. But having an affair, but I had a relationship outside of that restaurant. We can't assume that every man that goes in there and every female that works at Ruth Chris is going to go out and have an affair. You know what I mean? Like, we can't do that. So it's just low level thinking, very closed minded. And I don't know. Like I said, a high level of insecurity. So, and if that happens, like I said on the previous video and the last podcast where this video just came from, like I said, if that happens, you should be happy because now you know that person isn't for you. That person wasn't rocking with you from the beginning. Like, they did you a favor by doing that. And another thing, they mentioned that Giselle, she spent weeks with her trainer, right? So they probably, and I'm not making excuses for cheating. Cheating is wrong. But they probably developed some type of bond. She was getting some type of attention that she wasn't getting from Tom. Tom is the greatest quarterback of all time. Like, I don't think people understand the amount of time that goes into that kind of craft. If you're not built for that, you shouldn't marry a man like that, because my man takes his craft serious. So he probably wasn't at home a lot. She ended up, you know, building a bond with someone else. But when we, in the terms of like regular people like us that go to the regular trainer 2, 3, 4 times a week, you're spending 2 to 4 hours with your trainer a week. So there isn't even a chance to develop a bond like that in most cases. So again, ignorant. Don't want to send your girl to a male trainer. Every male trainer is not like that. It's good people, bad people, great business, bad business. It's just reality. And then there was one more thing I wanted to point out, and the guy was like, well, you be saying that, but it's very unfortunate that's how men think, and that's the society we live in. So ain't nothing I could do about it. Hey, it's not hurting my pockets. Well, actually, that's a lie, because I've lost clients because of jealous boyfriends. It hasn't happened since beginning of last year. That was the last time it's happened, but it hasn't happened since. Actually, it did happen last year in the summertime. But other than that, that's it. All right, moving on. Second video. All right, so this lady here, she's an obese lady, and she's complaining about going to the gym, the looks she gets, the reactions from people, and a whole bunch of bullshit. So I'm going to debunk this narrative she has, because her lazy ass just don't want to go to the gym. And that's fine. It's okay. Like, my thing is, if you don't want to go to the gym, you don't want to live that active lifestyle, it's completely fine. It's not okay, but you're not going to upset me. But don't try to point out the people in the gym to be weird or mean, and that's the reason you just want to sit on your ass and be fat, and it's okay. It's fine. You make your decision, do that. All right, so let's check out this second video.
The first time might be scary for fat folks. Is it the never-ending unsolicited advice you give us the second we step into a fitness space? Or is it the active fat phobia we receive through being taken pictures of, weird looks, literally name it, I don't know. Ask any fat person, they know what I'm talking about. Or are those two things one and the same? because all those things indicate to us as fat people that we don't belong in fitness spaces. Your unsolicited advice is fat phobia. Because if we circle back to the beginning of all of this, you don't know if I am in a calorie deficit. You don't know if I go to the gym or how often I am exercising. All you saw was a video of me responding to a stranger telling me to starve myself, and you felt that that was an appropriate time to give weight loss advice.
Okay. So, she said something about unsolicited advice. So let's talk about unsolicited advice. First of all, people come up to me in the gym and give me unsolicited advice. As a trainer on year six, people always come up to me telling me about my the way I lift, I'm doing too much cardio, what I should be eating, and people have even come up to me trying to correct my client's form. And mind you, it's people that don't look better than me, that don't have the experience I have, right? So that's just part of the game. People come up to all types of people giving unsolicited advice. So whether you're big, small, large, wide, thin, skinny, people are going to give you unsolicited advice. That's just part of the game, for real, for real. It's very common. Like, you sitting here complaining about normal shit that happens in the gym, and that's your excuse for getting bigger. And there was another video, and she showed, like, her full body. I'm not even going to do that because I'm not trying to shame nobody. But, like, this girl, like, needs some help, and she has no business having that mindset. That's very unfortunate. Like, that's why I do this shit, to help people like that. So, shout out to y'all that watch my content and apply some action and develop some discipline. And then, like, she said people go in there and give her weird looks, right? Let's keep it 100, man. Not only myself, but I'm sure it's other fit people. Anywhere outside of the gym, we get weird looks and stares and, like, bruh, grimace, people making grimaces on their faces. Like, my mom is 56, and she gets the wildest looks, bruh. Like, it's crazy from older women. Like, when people peep how old my mom is, people, like, hate on her. It's crazy. And even myself, like, bruh, I go to the grocery store. I'm in the healthy food section. I'm getting the vegetables. I'm in getting the protein. I'm in the water section. People be looking at me crazy, bruh. And not to mention the old lady creep comments that I get. It's ridiculous, bro. And then all the females that I know that go to stores and, like, say they go to the gym, they might have on some leggings or their shorts. They might have on a crop top. If they make a grocery store run after the gym, oh, they always talk about how older women look at them just in pure jealousy all the time. It happens all the time, and, like, even with men, like, men be insecure, too. Like, if I got a tank top on, people, oh, Mr. Swole, like, making all these comments, it's insecurity. Like, I hate when people give backhanded compliments. It's rooted in insecurity, bro. It's not, come on, bro. It's no mistake about it. People going to look at you funny whether you in shape or out of shape. It's just a fact. And then if I go to a pool party, bro, like, let's keep it real. I am 29, about to be 30. So, real talk, dudes starting to fall off, like, at my age. They start to fall off at 25. So, and then the girls, too. So, when I take my shirt off, I'm the only person there who work out. People looking at me crazy. Crazy, bro. The big girls coming up to me talking crazy, saying all type of flirty stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, so. And some people might be like, well, that's what, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. You know what I mean? Like, then the dudes, the backhanded compliments, it's crazy. So, anywhere outside of the gym, people are looking at me crazy. In the airport, it don't matter. People give me looks. I see it all the time. So, she could throw that shit out the window, too. And to be honest, you'll get more acknowledgement, compliments, and words of encouragement than you will negativity if you're her size and come to the gym. I see people all the time encouraging people. This girl, shout out to my homegirl T. All of my clients, she comes, like, any of my heavy set clients, she comes up and, what's up, girl? I see you. You look good. Da da da. Keep working. Da da da. I see her commenting on my clients' photos. I do it. Anytime on TikTok, I see a transformation or someone in the middle of their transformation, they just getting started, I always leave a comment and I always like it and I always repost the video all the time. Fit people are some of the nicest people on earth. Some of the strong motherfuckers that you see are some of the nicest people on earth. So y'all gotta get that mean stuff out the window. Yeah, it's some snobs, it's some fat snobs too, but like that's just part of, that's part of life. Y'all can't put that on the whole community. So real talk, like if you go to the gym, you might get a look or two from somebody ignorant, but you're gonna get way more encouragement, especially if you in there consistent and you become a regular face. People get to know you, people saying hi and bye, they know you on a consistent speaking basis. They gonna fuck with you. It's real talk. All right, so stop being scared, because at the end of the day, it's gonna end up in a positive experience for you. I know it's weird at first, but like real talk, it's gonna be positive for you. All right, and then at the same time, the way these body positivity people, they complain, if you went into the gym and nobody spoke to you or acknowledged you, then you would be saying it's fat phobic because we're not speaking to fat people. So pick a side. Which side do you want to be on? Like, it's like y'all gonna complain either way. I guarantee if you went in there and everybody just went about their business and worked out and didn't even look at you, didn't acknowledge you, you would be like, they're fat shaming, nobody wants to talk to me, they're not nice to me. Then they go on TikTok complaining and then just go back to eating and complaining, and you got to buy two seats on the plane because you can't fit in one seat. That's next episode. I'm getting tired of seeing that shit. I saw it again next episode. Oh my God, bro. Wait, watch. And then lastly, she mentioned like we don't know if she's in a caloric deficit. Like, sweetheart, we know you're not in a caloric deficit. And she said, you don't know if I exercise often. We know you're not in a caloric deficit, and we know you don't exercise often. And like I said, I'm not going to put her body in here because I'm not trying to make fun of people's bodies, but like, it's clear. It is clear, especially people who go to the gym on the regular. We live this lifestyle. We made some type of transformation. We know if you're not eating correctly. We know if you're not eating right. We know if you're not eating healthy foods. We know if you're not living a healthy lifestyle. It's all over your body. Your belly is the biggest snitch. Your belly gonna snitch on you more than your friends, more than your Instagram, more than what you tell your trainer. Your belly is gonna snitch. So all I gotta do is look at that belly and I'ma see if you lying or not. I'ma see your habits. I'ma see what you drank and ate last night. I'ma know if you lying. Like, come on now. So there's no need for you to sit here and say that I don't know your habits outside of the gym when it's on your belly. Let's be real, all right? I'm tired of this stuff, man. It's crazy. Just like I say every episode, the lack of accountability. The lack of accountability, but it's going to change one day, man. People are going to get sick of it, and people going to get sick of just being nice, lying to people, and people will get sick of people lying to them. And like I said, these body positivity people, they want more for themselves. They are not happy. They're not happy. That's why they get so easily triggered. A person who's happy and confident in themselves does not get easily triggered. I see fit shaming all the time. I don't get triggered. You don't see me responding on TikTok, doing the duet post or whatever on TikTok and trying to tell someone that they can't say that. Da, 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 da. That's only insecure people, all right? Whew, man. Hey, I'm cooking today. Hold on, hold. You said I'm cooking today? Let's go. Last video. This last video right here is the reason why TikTok banned one of my videos for this specific person. And I said I'm going to stop talking about her, but I'm not. I'm going to keep talking about her. So with all that being said, let's get this third video in. All right. We got another video about Lizzo. So they interviewed some thinner girls on the street. One of these street interviews you see on social media nowadays. And basically the girls were saying like, we don't like Lizzo. We don't like her. And obese girl responded and basically was like, how dare you? So let's watch the video so I can debunk this bullshit, man. Let's get it.
That's kind of annoying.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
You don't like Lizzo?
I don't know. Yeah.
The sun is so bright. No, I'm not the biggest fan of Lizzo, but I will be damned if a group of thin women hate on her. I will go to war against that. Why is she annoying?
All right, man. First of all, man, people can dislike whoever they want to dislike. Okay? Like, I don't see what's wrong with that. People have preferences. People have preferences in their politics. They have preferences in sports teams. They have preferences in, I don't know, everything. Colors. What music is better than the other? Which artist is better than the other? You can have your preference and dislike whoever you want to dislike. Okay, first of all. Second of all, bigger ladies. I hear y'all talk about women that y'all dislike all the time because they're thinner or smaller. Oh, she's too small. That's too small. Or, Lori Harvey too small. I couldn't do that. I couldn't eat no 1,200, 1,400 calories a day. That's too much. I see it all the time. Ladies, y'all do the same shit that y'all complain about, whether you big or small. It don't matter. Y'all all complain about each other and talk about each other, ladies. That's what y'all do. Men, y'all do it too. And at the end of the day, it's just to make yourself feel better, right? Especially if you a bigger woman commenting on a smaller woman, you're doing that to make yourself feel better. Because if you felt great about yourself, you wouldn't freaking comment on it. It don't make sense, all right? And let's think about it. Let's take sports for an example. People dislike the top athletes in the world. People dislike LeBron James, who is one of the most athletic specimens, most accomplished specimens we've ever seen in the history of sports, and people don't like him. Skip Bayless made a career off of talking bad about LeBron and other athletes. So it's okay. It's fine that people don't like it. Like, it's perfectly fine. Like, y'all don't have to come to the defense of Lizzo because people don't like her. People have preferences. People can have their own opinions about stuff. And my thing is, the athletes that are in shape, you know, maybe not on LeBron's level, but athletes aren't in shape. I mean, athletes that are in shape aren't trying to force their lifestyle on people who aren't professional athletes. Like, can you imagine professional athletes like, you got to get up at 5 a.m. and work out three times a day. And come on, bro. Like, no, they might tell you what they do. Kobe is famous for, he has so many famous interviews where he's telling people he got up at 3 in the morning and did this, but he's not trying to force it on other people and trying to make them live that lifestyle and accept his lifestyle. It's nuts. That's crazy. But yeah, man, when I saw that, I was like, wow. Hey, you can't say nothing bad about her. You can talk bad about anybody. You could talk bad about the president of the United States. You could talk bad about an actor and who he dates. You can talk bad about athletes and what team they decide to go to. But God forbid you talk about a woman who's trying to force unhealthy lifestyles on people, and it's a problem. Your video gets banned. Absolutely insane. And since they banned my video, I'm going to keep talking about it anytime it pop up. I don't care. And like I said, Shorty is talented. I ain't got nothing against her. But I'm still going to criticize. People criticize me. That's life. It is what it is. I don't like how she forces that lifestyle on people and feeds that bullshit. Other than that, keep doing your thing. If I seen her in person, I'm going to chop it up with her. We could have a good conversation. I don't like that she forces that lifestyle, tries to force that lifestyle on people. I'm not a fan of it. It's okay. Life goes on. Sheesh. Man. But here we go, man. Another episode of Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And I think I'm posting a lot more content now. I'm going to try to get 3 episodes in this week. So, with all that being said, I'll see y'all on the next episode. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in D&B.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.